It's Sunday, October 4th, and you're watching the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
Anthony.
And we're trying something new this week because even though the title of the show is Three Nerds in a Basement, we are down a man.
And
Blaine's out magicking.
Yeah, he is again. So we thought we'd use this opportunity, since just two of us, to try out a live stream setup so you guys can watch the show. And if not, though, remember, we're still here available on iTunes for the audio audience. This week, we got a review of One Punch Man. And then, of course, we got our picks and our weeks.
Man, sounds like a regular show.
Sounds like a regular show, but now you got something to see. But it's just hit me now that I don't know if we really needed to do a live stream version, because I'm not inputting any fancy videos, pictures, or techniques or anything.
No, man, this is the test. This is the gateway drug to more streaming.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This is like, oh, we'll just like ease in, like just put our faces on camera, see what's up. And then later we'll add like PewDiePie explosions and bad Photoshopped versions of ourselves.
Yeah, maybe we will. I mean, I know you've always wanted to do a gaming stream, so maybe this will be finally the motivation to get you to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Since we are streaming on YouTube, and I do have a YouTube story I want to kick off the show with.
Go.
So you know how I can be not a very nice person when I'm replying to YouTube comments?
No. Did someone kill themselves on your channel?
No. So yeah, I like being a very mean on the internet because it's fun.
Okay.
I enjoy that. Maybe I'm a bit evil inside, but anyways.
I always thought it came from a place of love, you know? It's like
you're
jabbing them. It's like, just realize your mistakes to be a better person, to become someone who's not that guy on the internet. You know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think so.
All right, that's fine. I tried.
Anyway, but that's, I'll use that next time. But so I've how can I put it? There's been, I guess you see a lot of recurring viewers of your audience, right?
Like, yeah,
I see recurring people who comment or whatnot.
The diehard fans.
It's gotten to the point where those recurring people who know that I'm purposely being an asshole online.
Yeah.
Will respond in my stead to newcomers to the channel. So they will be complete assholes.
Yo, you got moderators.
Yeah, and I won't even have to do anything. I'll be like, well.
You're just like, oh, that's exactly what I would
say.
Yeah,
I was like, I was gonna like that, but what am I gonna do? Me too, ditto? I'm like, that's lame.
No, that's when you post a picture of ditto.
Oh.
You're just like, boom.
But yeah, no, so that's what happened. And I just thought, I don't know how I feel about this.
What, that it's been taken away from you?
Yeah, that was like my thing. Like, I wake up. So this is my process, okay? I wake up in the morning. I make myself breakfast. I have coffee. And then instead of looking at a newspaper or reading articles, I go to my comment section and I just start going at it. But
who's here to burn today?
Exactly. But now I don't have that.
I imagine that you type with two fingers in the morning.
I don't.
You're just like,
I don't. I'm actually really good.
You're a good typist? Are you a touch typist?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I heard people, I'm a touch typist. I'm like, isn't everybody?
Yeah, I don't get it. Unless they mean like I don't use my eyes.
Yeah, like you don't look at the keyboard.
But isn't that the whole point of typing?
Yeah.
Unless they mean like I don't need physical keys, like the physical feedback. Oh. And they just...
What if I bought you a keyboard that had no letters on it?
I probably... Does it have the two little lines for... F and
I think so.
Whatever.
Because I recently saw there's this mechanical keyboard maker called DOS Keyboard.
Yeah.
And they have a pro model where it's just a regular version of their keyboard, but the keys are all blank.
I don't think I could do it because I get lost on the symbols.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Like I could type words and I know like where the periods and commas are, but you know on the number pad,
it's like
top,
I need an asterisk.
Yeah. I always forget where they are.
All right.
I always forget where they are. So I don't think I could do it. I'm not that good. But yes, let's talk about One Punch Man.
I like that show. Or I like that manga, at least.
Yeah, so you've been reading the manga since...
Yeah.
When did it come out?
So I've been reading some of the webcomic. So originally... So, all right, backtrack. One Punch Man is a series made by the artist of iShield 21, whose name escapes me right now.
That's the football.
That's the football manga. And also, the story is written by a person who only goes by the name of One. It's just like his online handle.
Really?
Yeah. It just says One.
Interesting.
All caps.
Interesting.
And so he's been doing a webcomic for a while about One Punch Man, a guy who can beat up anybody in one punch. Like, he wanted to be a hero. And he trained too hard, and then he became super powerful. And it's a gag manga.
Right.
But the way he draws it as a webcomic is like really bad because he can't draw. But he just felt like doing it anyways because he felt like he had a good story going. And then the artist of Ice Shield picked it up. He started reading. He's like, yo, I'll draw this for you. And then we can get into like a joint venture and then send it out on Shonen Jump.
Oh, really? That's how it came about.
Yeah. And so this got really popular in Japan. It's pretty popular with my friends who are like way into Japanese culture and stuff like that. Yeah, and they finally had an official release of the anime.
Yeah.
So we watched it.
So we watched it just before setting up this live stream. And do you want to give your impressions first, or is it pretty obvious?
It's obvious. My impressions of this are like overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. One Punch Man, to me, like, gag comedy is always really funny to me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, think of like when someone, like, you always have that, when people have, like, a moment of realization, like, they do something stupid, and then it pauses on their face, like, oh, no, what have I done?
Yeah.
And then the repercussions happen after time starts mm-hmm, again. Mm-hmm. It's like that kind of stuff, like, just gag comedy, or just really simple but effective jokes. Mm. Almost like Three Stooges.
Oh, that's an apt comparison, okay.
Yeah. And the anime takes the manga. It does some, like, the art is not as detailed as the manga.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, there was one fight with the giant in that. So, when he punches him in the face, you know, see how it's like his neck stretched out and he's all like that. That doesn't happen in the manga. What happens is that because Saitama does a corkscrew punch, his face becomes like a cork, like, gets all corkscrewed in his cheek. And then he falls over. And, like, the giant itself is a lot more detailed.
Oh.
And stuff like that. So, I don't know what the deal is there. Maybe it's just the studio.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more stylized. It's about seeing this all in action. Like, you see the speed. Like, people are just running at blistering paces. Everything's blurred. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Yeah, all the jokes are there. Just like, there was only one gag that wasn't from the manga, that wasn't in the series so far. And they had some new stuff just to transition people to learn about Saitama and all that stuff. So, to learn his backstory, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overwhelmingly positive. I know where this series is headed, and I can't wait to see that stuff animated. Like, that's where I'm coming at from this
show. Are you actually going to watch the show?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Like, I might not watch it. Like, I'll just, like, where's the part I want? There it is. Watch. Okay.
So you're not going to watch
the show? I'm going to watch it. No, you're just not in a way.
I'm still waiting for the day when you're like, I'm going to watch this anime. Like, you're going to watch this
anime. Like, I'm going to sit down and watch it?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting
for... Because we all know you're a bit of a manga snob.
I am. It's true.
Yeah. And I'm the anime snob, so...
True, true.
So, yeah, one day when you... I'm still looking... So this is not the anime you're going to sit down
and watch. The last one I did that with was when I rewatched Samurai Champloo.
A long time ago.
No, when I rewatched it.
Oh, okay.
Which was, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, all
right,
sure.
Right, and that I actually sat down and I was like, I'm going to watch this whole series again. But that was a known quantity.
Mm-hmm. And there's no manga.
And there is no manga.
So you had no choice.
I had no choice.
Okay.
busted. But yeah, other than that, yeah, it's super good. I highly recommend it.
All right.
Tear it down.
No, I'm tear not down tear my it dreams. Down. I'm not going to tear it down. But, and this is not just because of you, but, so you've been really hyped on it and, a lot of people have actually been hyped on it, on the manga and stuff. And when the preview aired a couple weeks back, the pre-aired version of it, I heard a lot of overwhelmingly positive feedback from it. And I knew that I was going to eventually have to watch this at some point or another because it's part of the fall season and I try and watch all of them. And I think I should have tried to stay away from the hype.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't know what I was expecting. Like, it's as simple as you made it sound. Like, yeah, he's overwhelmingly strong and he punches dude and slaps the comedy on paper. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what I got. But I felt like for some reason there was something more to it that I was missing.
So there is something more to it you're missing, mm-hmm. but we're not there yet. Like, the part where it starts, like, even I loved all the gags and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when trying to introduce people to that, when the manga first came out, not even the webcomic, just the manga, like, even people then were just like, this is fine, but where's the meat?
Yeah.
Right? But later on in the series, like, stuff obviously amps up.
And I'm sure it does.
Yeah, and if you've seen, like, in the first episode, the, like, how the fights ramp up, the story ramps up in the same type of just super fast-paced style.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would be like my only issue with it. And I'm sure that with time, if I stick with it, it'll be worth it.
Okay. I like how you're just like, oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, part of me is, like, I don't feel that this, like, part of me thinks that you would hate this show for the story, but you might like it for the kind of over-the-top action.
I think I would, because you know what? I will say I love the animation.
Okay.
When, like, right when it gets to that point where we're going to break the threads of this animation, we're going to go outside the comfort zone of the characters, and things are going to get a bit more raggedy and a bit over-the-top, and that stuff looks cool. The one thing is, I just don't know, there's something about the art style or the character designs that I just don't like.
Yeah, the first villain just looks like Piccolo at the beginning.
Yeah,
You talking about specifically like in the animation quality?
I don't know. No, the animation quality is top-notch. It's just the general, I guess, art aesthetic. It reminds me of early 2000s anime.
Okay.
Like, because there's 90s anime, then there's 2000s, and somewhere in between there is One Punch Man.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've said it here before, but looking back, I actually really hate like that era of anime.
Yeah, you were just like telling me how Yu Yu Hakusho is garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I hate like that super dark outlining of everything.
Okay.
I don't know. Like it's not like the show doesn't look bad by any means. There's just something about it that doesn't click with me. But
is it so? Question: is it specifically Saitama that you notice it with?
No.
Or is it with everything?
I noticed it. The big giant monsters where I noticed it the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because I know Saitama, they use visual gags with him sometimes where they'll purposely draw him poorly in comparison to all the high detail stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get a gag out of it.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about it. Yeah, I can't put my finger on it, but when I do, I'll come back and say yeah. But yeah. I think this the opening episode was positive at least. It was strong. I'll stick out for at least three more.
I'll probably definitely show you after the podcast some like detailed panels of the fights that we just saw.
You know what I will say? I saw the cover to this manga.
Yeah.
And it looked like if I just picked up the book, I think I'd be super pissed if I opened it up.
And it was like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cover is reflective of what's inside the book, if not more.
Okay. Is it?
Right. Like inside the book, like there's some super detailed fights.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so that was the weird thing about the anime, like I said.
All right.
Just like, it seemed lower quality, but again, it is moving. Maybe it doesn't have as much as a budget.
Yeah, no, yeah. But no, I think it was good. I think it's something that people will like. I think strong favorite for the season. Definitely a lot of hype around it. And yeah, if anything, it's fun.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a fun watch. But there you go, One Punch Man. What did you guys think? How about you tell us in the comment section below, because we can do that now.
You see that? It says two.
Oh, we have viewers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But,
Oh, now it says one. Fuck.
Oh, you just chased them away.
I'm sorry.
Yes. But, all right, let's move on to the next part of our podcast, which is Picks of the Week. Mm-hmm. We got, because it's just the two of us, we're going to extend the Picks of the Week into Picks,
multiple.
Plural,
yeah.
Of the Week. So, do you want to kick this one off?
Tell me. Sure. So my first pick is about the Oculus Rift, you know, the hot new VR stuff that's not out yet.
Mm.
So Palmer Luckey, the founder and creator of the Oculus, came out recently and said the price point of the Oculus Rift is going to be around $350 US, ballpark.
Okay.
And that's a new system. Like, that's a, like... I don't know what if it's going to be an accessory or if you're going to treat it like a new system. But for me, like, I've always wanted to try the Oculus and try VR.
Mm-hmm.
But at $400 Canadian, like, it's probably going to be a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm going to check it out that fast.
What did you think it was going to cost?
I thought it was going to be like $200.
Have you not been paying attention to these VR systems?
No, man. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, here's like a roller coaster simulator.
Yeah.
Or here's like a dude on YouTube going, oh no, it's scary.
And they talk about how like dev kits are like $1,500.
What?
Yeah. The Kickstarter or was it a Kickstarter? I can't remember, but you could buy the developer kit for the Oculus, and I think it was about $1,400.
Oh, wow.
And when you think about that, when you buy like an Xbox developer unit the Xbox One developer, those are $800.
Yeah.
And so if you compare that to what they cost versus their retail...
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Oculus is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That said, is it something that I'm interested in? Nope, not at all.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I've been in my head, I guess I made this price point because of like the quality of games I've been seeing. Mm-hmm. And it is pre-release. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm like, oh, these all look like 90s PC games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Remember that game where you're in like that brick wall maze? The Windows 98 game where you have to, like, it's just in a maze and it's like they're all brick walls though.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Like, first person dungeon crawling is most of the games I see.
Yeah.
And then they have like mods for other games. So, like, oh, you can play Amnesia with the Oculus, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, nothing's kind of blew me away to where I want to spend $400 on an Oculus.
Right.
So.
Are you excited for the possibility of VR?
I'm excited for the possibility of VR. Like, VR has, I feel, has a lot of potential to be crazy. And from what I hear is, like, you have to try it to feel it.
So you're sold on the Kool-Aid. You're drinking it.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I'm, like, near the Kool-Aid. I'm, like, mm-hmm. around. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it looks really delicious. Maybe I should drink some soon.
I think I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum.
You're just on the other side of the table with the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Just like, these are good. Tried and true.
Yeah. I'm the kind of a guy who's like, I fully believe in the idea. I just know we are still years and years away. I don't think it's like the future is
now. Oh, okay.
And like, I'm the guy eating the Doritos being like, I'm not going to drink that Kool-Aid until someone spikes it. Like, that's
when the Kool-Aid gets
good. That's who I am.
That's why you got to spike it.
Yeah.
You got to get into the VR game, Vince.
Yeah.
No. Don't do it. You just make like... like what Lewis Hamilton simulators.
I will.
Like limited edition hat simulators.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Other than that, Zangief got announced for Street Fighter V.
Yes.
Which is kind of, it was coming.
Yes.
He's got some new moves.
Skip it. Just tell me the important
doing bit. Stuff. Bram, leaked character that was supposed to be announced at the Brazil game show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would have been very timely.
Yeah. And it was, her name is Laura. She's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter.
I would have given her a better name, but okay.
Yeah, just Laura.
Yeah.
She sits there. She's kind of chilling, looking all Brazilian. She's got like the half cornrows, half long flowing hair. And it's only screenshots. Fumitsu leaked this.
Yeah.
So like Fumitsu put these pictures up and they're like, oh no, we put it up. Better take it down. But yo, it's, you can't erase the internet. All right. Like someone screen capped that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been spreading. But from the screenshots, yeah, it looks like she's kind of like a pseudo grappler. Like they show her in a lot of like different grappling moves, like her on top of another character doing a submission and stuff like that. And she also has some sort of really close range fireball. And I don't know if that's like an actual projectile or if it's supposed to be some sort of reflector.
Like when Rose does it?
Yeah, like when Rose reflects fireballs and stuff. But yeah, so that happened.
Cool.
Yeah, just more Street Fighter, man. I just want this game to be out already.
March.
It's too long.
6 months. You know what I'm more excited for?
What is it? That new RPG Factory game?
No. So the day I think Street Fighter comes out, you know.
In March?
Yeah, you know what else comes out?
Deep Sand?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. But no.
What?
The announcement. Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. The release date announcement for Final Fantasy
comes out
in March.
Yeah.
Can I pre-order that?
Pre-order the
release date. Yeah, I'm going to pre-order the release date announcement.
That'd be awesome if you got a pre-order bonus. But no. But yeah, so my picks of the week are Marvel-based.
Okay.
So we got a teaser for Jessica Jones, the Netflix series. Have you watched Daredevil yet?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You liked it, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
All right. So the next one.
It's really brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is Jessica Jones. Teaser came out.
Who is Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones is, you know, Luke Cage.
Oh, is it her, what? His wife? Daughter?
Yeah, lover.
Lover. All right.
Yeah. They're all part of the same hit squad. Right. Yeah, and teaser actually didn't show anything. It shows a girl who's sleeping in to 3 in the morning. Her alarm goes off. And instead of...
Wait, she's sleeping in till 3 in the morning?
Or 3 in the night.
Okay.
Afternoon.
All right.
Afternoon. It goes off. And she hits it with her hand. And then she crushes it in her palm.
Okay.
And that's the whole teaser.
That's it?
Yeah. November 20th. Get excited.
Hmm.
But my real pick for Marvel stuff is Marvel is going to continue on with their TV dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make a new type of TV show in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. A sitcom.
What?
Yes, Marvel's making a sitcom.
Is it Iron Fist?
No.
Just chilling at his house?
It's called Damage Control.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Damage Control?
No.
I'll admit, I have barely heard of the Damage Control. I only heard of them once, and that was during Civil War. So what happens when superheroes and supervillains fight in the city?
Everything gets magically refixed.
Who do you think fixes it?
Bruce Wayne.
No.
He sends out his fixing robots.
No, no. In the Marvel Universe, a special construction company fixes it.
They are
called the Damage Control Unit.
They must make a killing.
So the whole sitcom is basically them fixing up the city after the Avengers fuck it up. After
stuff goes down.
Yes.
That's cool.
That sounds really funny.
Are there superheroes or like people with supernatural strength and stuff working for that crew?
Well, or? They're regular people, but I remember in the comics, Hercules had to go and do it for community service.
Hey, Hercules, what's up?
And then eventually what they said was he eventually just came around and did it for fun because he liked it.
Oh, got all the stress out?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it's cool. I mean, a new Marvel TV show. I watch all the Marvel TV shows, so this would be good because they're all generally dramas and this is going to be funny.
I hope so.
I'm curious to know where it takes place in terms of timeline-wise. Like, are they going to go all the way back to the original Avengers, maybe even Iron Man 2?
There's a lot of great material, like, and city destruction that could happen in those past movies,
mm-hmm.
and that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, do you think... Yeah, I feel like they might want to just keep it current.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, the farthest they could go back is the Avengers and just, like, oh, look, you use this tower as a lightning rod. Now we have to go up to the Empire State.
That, and we saw the list for Marvel's plans, and there's the whole bunch of movies still to come out, so they can use all that. Not to mention if they integrate it with, I guess those Netflix series and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm sure there's a lot of destruction going on
there. Yeah, I have no doubt that Marvel can make a good sitcom.
Yeah.
Because, like, even in the movies, they always have, like, great, just funny moments.
Yes.
But, again, making a sitcom is much different than having a couple funny instances.
Yeah.
Right? So it is a whole new venture.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of movies and television and we you talked about how no one once directed the Furious...
Something?
Eight movie? Eight?
Yeah, Furious 7 was Hulk Smash.
Yes. Well, Vin Diesel has come back. And he has promised... What do you think he's promised?
That he will direct Fast 8.
No, no, no. He's promised one last ride?
But they already did that in the last movie.
You're right. He didn't promise it. You know what he promised?
What?
One last trilogy.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Only a trilogy?
He promised one last trilogy. Just even it up
to a flat 10?
Yeah. So I read that and thought, man, you are pushing it, sir. But I don't know.
Whatever. I hope Fast and the Furious is the movie FF series. Like, when someone says, man, do you ever watch FF7 stuff? And it's like, wait, you mean Final Fantasy or you mean Fast and the Furious? And then you get confused.
Yes.
Like, that's what I want that to be. Everyone's going to love Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift because it's obviously the best and nothing can live up to it. But maybe when it gets to 10, you know, and it's the first one filmed specifically for 3D.
Wait, you really think the acronym FF of Fast and Furious can replace Final Fantasy?
I think they could be synonymous.
I don't think so.
Maybe, at least in my mind.
No. In most people's minds, FF is Final Fantasy, then it's Fantastic Four.
No, Fantastic Four is dumb. They make bad movies.
No one ever says, have you seen the latest FF and talk about the Fast and Furious. They say, have you seen the latest Fast movie?
No.
The latest
Furious movie. You know who does that?
Who?
I do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I walk up to my family like, yo, you seen an FF movie? And they're like, yo, yeah, I was sick. Vin Diesel, like, Hulk smashed a car.
Your dad says this?
No. Like, other family members.
Your mom says
other
this?
Other younger family members. Like, not immediate family.
Okay. I was going to say, because, I mean, like, I don't think your parents say
no,
that.
No, man. My parents do not watch that. My dad's all about documentaries.
He should.
He should be. He's at that age, you know?
Yeah. It's good for him.
He's good learning.
Some smaller news. PS4 is rumored to get a $50 price drop.
Oh, that happened in Japan already?
Yep. And now that I think certain stores are putting out flyers saying it's going to go down. Because there's an Uncharted bundle that's coming
out. Oh, yeah.
And it's $50 less than the regular
PS4
unit, so... That's that. And I think that's it. I read a story about Pokemon the TCG is introducing sideways cards.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Yeah, me neither. I have the article, but I didn't want to read it.
Because we're not interested in TCGs.
Mm-hmm.
If only Blaven was here.
But would he even care?
He cares about TCGs in general.
Yeah, but
it's sure if we told him about it, he'd immediately look it up and then know everything there is to know about it.
He is like that.
All right.
He is like that.
I guess the one rumor speculation I have left is... So Tony Hawk 5 just came out, and it's like hot garbage.
Weren't you super hyped?
I was so hyped.
I told you that was going to be shit.
I'm so glad I didn't buy it. I'll wait till it's like 20.
Yeah, but you bought Double Peace.
Yeah, Galgun Double Peace coming Monday, tomorrow. So excited.
Equally garbage, but continue with your story.
All right, no, that's game of the year, man. Just after that release, and after everyone came out with their, yo, Tony Hawk's a pile of hot garbage, EA put the skate series, the digital skate series, 50% off up on the store.
Wow.
So everyone's rumoring, hey, maybe a new current-gen skate game might come out.
No.
Maybe.
No, they put that shit on sale, so it's in people's minds. It's visible. Well, I heard this boarding game shit. Let's get the
good series going. And, you know, Skate 4, just... Those games are really good.
You know, that makes me sad. They put number 5 on this box.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
That means Tony Hawk is dead.
Yeah.
Like, they could have put a subtitle on that, and if it was like...
Yeah.
And if it was bad, they could be like, ah, that wasn't a numbered game. Yeah, it's fine.
It wasn't a real Tony
Hawk. That's like when everybody comes out and is like, we're Super Mario 4, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, Tony Hawk cannot come back.
Yeah, it's done. It's done.
At least Tony Hawk's brand of skateboarding is done. Like, if they do, like, Chris Cole's pro skateboarding, or...
Well, that guy's, like, 50,
so Nigel whatever. Houston's pro skateboarding. Yeah. Like, maybe. Riley Hawk.
Oh, his son?
Yeah, just go down the Hawk gene pool.
I thought, like, the top skater boarders. Is that what they're called?
Skater boarders? Yeah, yeah, old man Vince. Skater boarders.
Isn't that what they're called?
Sure. Whatever. You know what? Do it. It's just like when my grandma calls video games game tapes.
Oh, shit. Game tapes.
Anthony, still playing the game tapes? Yeah, grandma, still got them. Still going.
And your grandma doesn't speak English, but she says game tapes?
My mom's side.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have my Nuna, who's on my dad's side, which doesn't speak English, and then my Nana, who's on my mom's side, who speaks English.
Okay.
She would buy me game tapes in the form of NES cartridges.
Man, when you have kids, I'm going to buy them game tapes. I want to make sure when
I can't, like, if I have kids, they're gonna hate video games because I like video games and they have to rebel. They're like, I'm into sports. I'm like, oh, you disappointed.
Well, whatever. If anything, I will instill the game phrase tapes. Game tapes into their mind. I'll be like, yo, see your dad's game tapes? You know he doesn't want you to touch them.
Don't touch all those games.
Just open them.
Just open. See that sealed one?
Yeah.
Just rip it open. Open it.
And then he'll love that game tape less. That's it for our picks of the week. That's all the broad news stories I could gather in 1 week's time. I feel like there's something I'm missing, but it probably wasn't important. That's why I'm not remembering
it. I'm still sad about you opening my hypothetical game tape.
Really? <Yeah. laughs> That makes you sad?
It was rare, man.
What can you do, man? I don't care.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, yo, and make sure you go up to him and smell it.
Yes. I like that, Dad! Throw it in the cross of the room.
Oh, I live for the day. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move into our weeks.
All right.
Sure.
Who wants to start?
I don't know. Me,
Blavin. Wait.
Blavin, what'd you do this week?
Hey.
I did some stuff this week.
Oh.
I didn't really.
Did you watch some stuff? Did you play some stuff?
I totally watched some stuff.
Did you bike some stuff?
I did bike some stuff, but you know what? I gotta go to the store and buy arm things.
Warmers?
Yeah, that's the one.
Arm warmers?
Mm.
You can get like 80s leg warmers?
I'm just gonna get black ones. Because I go through mud and stuff. So.
No, and he's like neon pink. Like, no. High visibility arm guards.
At the moment, I'm trying to buy only black stuff because I'm about to buy a new bike and I don't know what color it is yet, so I need to make sure that everything matches properly.
No, it's gonna be red because you're gonna buy that Gurren Lagann track thing.
The bike I want to buy is red.
Then there you go. Red and black.
You know what? So we're talking about this sick Gurren Lagann cycling jersey.
It's on Vince's Twitter.
It's available at the Good Smile online hobby shop. Anyways, it's like 13,000 yen.
That's it.
I found out they only ship to Japan.
You have an inside person.
She's coming home.
No!
And this thing ships right as she leaves. Like the month after she leaves.
All right. Impromptu trip.
So yeah, I'm going to have to pay out the ass three-way to get one, I think.
What if
Oh, yeah?
What if?
What if?
We set up a P.O. box there and hired some third party to ship it to us.
It's probably cheaper if I just went to a middleman service.
But we could have our own private middleman.
How are we going to make money off that?
We won't. Oh, shit. It's just a constant hole for us to get certain exclusive things.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, what were we talking about? My week?
Yeah, sure.
So obviously I biked and stuff because I like doing that. TV shows came back.
Oh, man.
Because, you know,
so excited.
I am the sole watcher of TV shows on this here podcast because
you... Okay, wait. Anime TV shows or like actual
Like TV? Actual TV like, shows.
Okay, North American
live action. Yeah, it's the fall. Yeah. All right. So I watched Heroes Reborn.
This is the one where all, they're all like teenagers?
What?
Isn't this like... This is like the Attack on Titan Junior High equivalent?
No.
No? That's what it seemed like to me. It
Heroes
like,
Reborn?
Yeah, I thought it was like Heroes, but like, they're young kids, and this is before the event of the first Heroes.
No.
Oh, man, what?
In fact, it takes place like 40 years after the end of Heroes.
What? Okay.
Yeah. It's a 90% new cast.
Okay.
And it feels exactly like the first season of Heroes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing, but I know how the first season of Heroes ended, so I'm watching with bated breath like, come on, if you're gonna be shit, just give it to me now.
All right, hurry up. I don't want to watch this whole show.
Yeah. All but, right. No, it's, if you like the first season of Heroes, you'll probably like this reboot.
I think I watched, like, three episodes.
And what'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
And then it was television, so I shut it off.
Ah, yes, yes. There are, I mean, it feels, it almost feels too much like that original show to its detriment. Like, it still uses the same cheesy font. Or subtitles and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's also weird too because when Heroes first released in 2006, that was the pre-smartphone age.
Oh.
So in this one, it's like everybody's smartphones, they're dealing with like text messages. Like, and they do their text messages like really fancy now. And it's like,
do they handle it Sherlock style where like the bubble appears?
Yeah,
on the
side but of the it's phone? But it's one step further where. When the bubble, like the Apple bubble pops up, right?
Yeah.
With the text, the entire screen blurs, so you just see the text.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man, so they didn't press the text; they just lightly held it, and then it popped up.
Uh huh.
And then when they let go, it pops back into the
yes.
show.
Yeah.
Of course,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Apple cross promotion.
Yeah, and I was just like, man, smartphone integration. Okay.
Into my television.
Okay, show. I get it. But no, I like it. It's. It's okay. It's not okay. It's good. It's good. I like it.
Is it interesting?
It is interesting. It is interesting. It's got that indie X-Men vibe.
Okay.
All right? If you like the X-Men and you like indie comic books, that's what Heroes has always been, and that's what this feels like.
All right. Are there people with new powers, or are they kind of like remixes on the old powers from the old TV show?
New powers.
All right.
Generally new powers.
I just keep seeing one where, like, one dude, like, touches something, and then it just, like, warps space-time, and the thing he touched disappears.
Yeah, he can warp things to anywhere he wants.
Cool.
But he didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah. So he'd warp everything to the same location.
Which is?
Which is this room that he was kept in as a child when he was an experiment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he doesn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Because every time he uses his powers, he associates it with that fear.
Like subconsciously?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything gets warped there.
Oh, cool.
And then he meets a girl.
Aww.
And then when the girl asks him to warp something, he's thinking about these wonderful feelings about her. And then it gets warped to...
Where he wants it to go?
So, well, he subconsciously thinks about the ice cream shop they met at. And that's where it warps to. And they find out later.
Oh.
And then with her, they're like, okay... You just think about it, and you go there. And he's like, this is the best power ever now.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, that's what he does. He touches himself. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And there's some other powers. There's this one girl. Okay, because half of one of the storylines takes place in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like Akihabara.
Hero shows up?
No.
What?
There's this girl called Katana Girl. Name really is Katana Girl.
Is she way into like Token Ranbu? Have you heard that game? It's the mobile game with all the swords.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
And, like, all the Japanese girls are getting into actual swords because of this game.
You know, maybe that might have influence on this girl.
Probably.
Because I think it's something like her father is the creator of a video game.
All right.
But I think they haven't really revealed it yet, but I want to believe that her father's power is that he brings video games to life. because it turns out she's actually like this lead in this very popular manga slash video game heroine.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and every time she opens her katana, she gets transported into the game.
Huh.
And every time she sheaths it, she comes back to the real world.
I can tell you of a couple anime powers that also have that kind of same premise.
Yeah, so I have a feeling like this specific storyline is for them.
Okay.
Then, of course, there's the Mexican Cholo storyline.
With only the top button is buttoned up on his plaid shirt?
No, because he's a superhero that's Batman, but he's dressed like El Fuerte.
Oh, really? He's a luchador?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but he's not like the big luchador. Like he's
no, yeah, he's what's his face? The guy who did the 619. Rey Mysterio.
Yes, he's exactly like Rey Mysterio. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of cool things. I say give it a shot. But if you can only watch one thing, that's the other superhero show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, is this back?
Season 3 has premiered, and man, that show is great.
So,
oh.
Okay.
Oh, my pants.
What's
oh.
it? Ugh. You're wearing sweatpants, too. That's visible, man. No. So this show, when I watched it with you guys for the initial review, it kind of seemed just like a campy, like, oh, this is what goes on between movies and stuff. Is that still the tone of that show?
No.
Or has it gone in made its own thing?
It's its own thing.
All right.
But I will say the movies still look down on it like a little brother.
Okay.
But the show is strong enough to stand on its own now.
All right.
It doesn't need the movies behind it anymore. But I wish there was more integration though.
Okay.
But it starts out really cool. Remember Sky?
The hacker lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who she is in now? Okay, never mind. I won't say it. But anyways, you know the whole premise is Inhumans behind the show, right? Like, this show is...
Oh, is it the lead up to the Inhumans?
Well, no, this show is about the Inhumans.
Oh, okay.
That's all the show is. She Black Bolt? No. She's not that cool. But so some really neat things happen, and they reveal the season 3 villain, or the supposed villain so far.
Okay.
It is... Do you want to know?
Sure.
Lash. Do you know who Lash is?
Nope.
It looks like Blackheart. You know the big black...
Yeah. I was just like, there's an equivalent of Blackheart? Huh.
Yeah. So he looks like that.
I only know Marvel vs. Capcom 2 Blackheart. Is that the same?
Yeah, that's the one I'm referring. He looks like that.
All right.
So that's the villain so far.
Just goes like this and like fissures appear.
Yeah, so he's not... Lash is not like that, but I don't know. Look it up. You'll understand. But it's cool. No, I really dig this show.
Who is the guy in Iron Man 2 with the whips?
Oh, that is Whiplash.
Whiplash, okay. That's who I thought of. When you said Lash, I was like, Iron Man 2 guy?
No. Okay. Whiplash. Right. But no, yeah, it's hard. But if you haven't kept up with the series, it's hard to watch just here. You have to do catch up.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, I'm not just going to go in season 3 and be like,
yeah.
Hey.
And season 2 is fantastic. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Is this on Netflix? Is this on any streaming service that I can possibly pay for?
Season 1 might be.
Okay.
I doubt it.
All right.
I doubt it. You know, it might American be on... Netflix. For Canada, let's see. It might be on Show Me.
Oh.
Okay. You got that Show Me?
I got the app for Show Me because it's just there.
Isn't it part of your cable package?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I can check.
Never mind. Because I know it's part of mine.
Maybe I'll check.
Yeah. But that's besides the point, yeah. Did that, and then I, oh shit, there was something else I did. I remember, too. I remember specifically doing it.
Was it a toy?
No, it was a video game thing I wanted to talk
Destiny.
About.
Destiny.
I'll get to that.
Grow Home?
No. Oh yeah, it was Uncharted.
Uncharted, there you go.
So I played the demo for that. I love Uncharted. That game, it looks so I don't know if this is a good thing. Uncharted 2 is how old? 2009?
8? 9? 9. Okay.
What's that? 6 years?
Yeah.
This HD... Not HD. What's it called? The Drake Collection.
The Drake Collection.
The Modern Collection.
Well, they up-res stuff.
Yeah. It looks exactly how I remember it looking.
And that's the best way to do those kind of compilations.
But it wasn't that long ago, so I don't know if it actually looks better. I am tempted to turn on my PS3 to see.
Do it. Do some side-by-side comparison.
But that would require me hooking up my PS3.
Yeah, it's wait, yours isn't just hooked up at all times?
Nope. Nope.
Mine is.
I know. You have a problem.
My PS2 is also
hooked up at all times. I know. The one difference is it's at 60 frames per second now.
Okay.
So things are buttery smooth. And I think that makes it look way more video gamey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if well, this wouldn't be in the demo, obviously, but do you know if like trophy lists would just be like the same ones, just a separate list again?
I don't know. I know it's, the trophies are separate from the original games.
Oh, they're not they didn't just take the original game trophies and then put them into
I think they might be the same ones.
But it's just a separate list. So yes. If you did it once, you can do it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There might be some specific ones.
Okay.
Like that require three. Yeah, I don't know if I want to buy this though, because I don't know if it comes with any of the multiplayer stuff.
Oh, that's probably a big deal.
Yeah.
Man, there's a so like when Uncharted comes out, there's like a golden period for you to play multiplayer.
All the time.
No, which is like between launch and between like a month after the
game. What's wrong with the month after?
The month after is everyone who doesn't really like that multiplayer stops playing. And then you only have the killers left.
I've never had that problem.
Yeah, because you're a killer, all right?
Yeah.
And then I'm just chilling, like, oh, I'm going to play this game like a cover shooter. Like, it seems like it's supposed to be. Nah, it's just dudes jumping over trucks, like, air shotgunning me in the face. And, like,
it's not my fault. You suck,
like,
man.
Man, what's happening? Like, I'm trying to jump from one thing to another. I get headshot midair. I'm just like, what's happening?
It's not my fault. You suck, man.
It turned into Unreal Tournament after a while.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah. The thing about that multiplayer I love the most is their capture the flag. With the totem.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because when you get people who understand that you can throw that thing,
yeah,
it's like, yo, I'm climbing up, just chuck it up. And then I chuck it up to me while I'm hanging off a ledge.
It's fun. Because, you know, yeah, it's really fun.
Like, that's esports. I want to watch professional capture the flag Uncharted.
Because I've been playing the capture the flag mode in Destiny. Okay. And that's not fun.
No,
it's not
fun. You just play Team Deathmatch. That's all you do in that game.
Yeah, so... Have you ever caught capture the flag in that game?
Yeah.
It's cool. They like dunk it.
Yeah. It's really sick.
I was like, what's going on?
Boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always just play. Yeah. I always play capture the flag, or I play the equivalent of conquest.
Yeah.
Where it's just capture the points.
Yeah.
So I just play those two.
Mm-hmm.
TDM or... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you been playing more Destiny?
I have been playing more Destiny.
And?
The Taken King stuff is a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, than anything else in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not even that these Taken King missions are great among, like, first-person shooter standards. It's that they're great compared to garbage Destiny.
Okay.
Right? And it's like, oh, they finally understand what people loved about their old Halo games and what people loved about...
Oh, you're talking about the story missions.
Yeah, I'm talking about the story missions. And I'm like, there's some variety. There's jumping puzzles. Yeah. There's alternate enemy types, like... There's interesting mixes and stuff like that.
There's cutscenes.
There's actual voice acting. It's not just text on a screen.
You know what's happening in the game.
And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Now there's an actual story. And even though I think there was one cutscene, two maybe. But like that was enough to be like, oh man, I finally understand what's going on in this story.
Yes.
That being said, I still don't feel it gets a pass to be like, oh, it's finally super great, when it's like, oh, look, you did the bare minimum for me to follow your game.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, yeah. Other than that, I've just been... I did the story missions to level up, and I think I'm light level 230 now. Yeah. 235. So I'm ready for Crota and whatever. Is there another raid before Taken King?
No.
No?
Just Crota's.
All right. So I'm ready for Crota.
Yeah. What do you call it? I agree with everything you said. But I still think the story part of The Taken King is actually the worst part of The Taken King.
Okay, I haven't got to anything past that. But.
Because it's weird. Like, yeah, the magic of that of Destiny I found now is it is the constant. It is that it has that MMO mentality of I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do my dailies, I'm going to go run through a couple of quests, hopefully get in them gear.
You're in that MMO grind.
Yeah, I'm in that grind, and that is kind of the magic of the game. But... I was going through with Mikey and TJ. They were leading me through on, I think, Friday. On my quest to 290.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't achieve.
Yeah, oh, you're only 289.
I know. Oh. I know. I'm really upset. And there's a lot of really intricate secrets and puzzles when you just explore.
So I came along one in this, what's the big ship?
The Dreadnought.
The Dreadnought. I came along in the Dreadnought. You remember, I don't know if you were doing it with me, but Mikey and TJ showed me a secret, like, hidden path to get one of those calcified fragments. But if you go to the other side of where that area is, there's a chest.
Yeah.
And the chest just says, ascent is needed to unlock.
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
And you just can't. And then a bunch of the melee enemies appear, and they're immune to damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right. And, like, that stuff is sick. Like, when you were playing Halo, and it's like, oh, where's that last skull? Like, yeah. Where's this secret thing? Where can I see this secret cutscene of, like, an elite and a marine hugging? Like,
yeah.
It's that kind of stuff that makes you want to explore that world and fleshes it out more. Yeah. It's like, oh, look, it only took you two expansions or three expansions to figure this out.
Uh-huh. So that scent thing that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
On the other side of the room, like on the very far side, there's this little cubbyhole and there's nothing in there.
Okay.
And if you go inside it and you stay there, suddenly your whole screen, if you stay there for like a minute, everything goes green.
Okay.
Like your HUD turns all green.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of your screen, you get this timer.
Okay.
It'll be like, you have the scent. Oh. And you have to run.
Oh, cool.
And then, there's a whole lot of other things, too.
Like, is that just a chest? Like, does it give you a guaranteed legendary drop? Or
it gives you, it's a legendary drop. It gives you a calcified fragment. Gives you, like, a whole bunch of other resources that you may need. And then there's these other things. Like, they showed me, like, because they're like, Vince, do you have one of these? Because they were looking to get something. I'm like, oh, I've got one of those. Like, they're like, you have one of these? And I'm like, apparently it's a random drop. You get, like, an item, right?
Yeah.
And you put it in this thing. And suddenly it puts out a beacon and, like, it calls out a certain type of enemy.
All right.
And then their leader comes.
I think I have something like that. I have this coin or something that I have to go to a statue.
Sure.
To put in. And then I face a boss.
So that's the Court of Oryx. That's
what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah, but no, but this one's like, you know those ogres? Have you fought an ogre before? Yeah, yeah. So there's one that's like three times the size of that, and he's all white.
Oh, cool.
And you summon him.
Oh, cool.
And it's cool because it turns it, you basically make a public event, and then people help you.
And people are like, oh my god, here's this thing.
Yeah, no, there's like a lot of really neat things to the game.
Finally.
I'm really enjoying it. I don't think I need any other games this winter.
I think it's fine. It's okay.
I think it's great. I think you just want to hate on it.
So what's going to happen next week for me?
What?
Rockband 4.
Good luck finding people to play with you.
I'm going to... What? Me and myself and I. That's all I need. I play all the instruments.
I know you do.
Including my voice.
Do you play them all at once?
No, that's like actually impossible.
Okay, can you do any other ones with the singing?
I could do drums and singing at one point.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on a couple songs. Like, I'm not playing the death metal songs and then also singing.
Both on heart?
An expert.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Look at you.
I told you, man. I had number one rankings in a couple songs on drums for a bit.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Not to toot my own horn, but I just did.
You're not impressing anybody here. Not impressing anybody out there. So
I'm impressing myself.
So, yeah, no. But that's it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been playing. I started and finished Grown Home in one day.
Is it that short?
Yeah, it's very short. So Grown Home, I think it's still available for free on PlayStation Plus.
As you're watching this, yeah.
Yeah, you're watching this.
You have, I don't know, 24 hours. Less than that. 12.
Until it's not free anymore. But it is by Ubisoft's indie studio. I forget what they're called. Like, it's one of Ubisoft's indie studios. I don't think it's the one, the same one that made Child of Light.
Oh, that's the studio who made this?
I don't think it's the same one, but it's published by Ubisoft. So there's maybe it might be a third-party developer, right. And then Ubisoft picked it up, and they're like, oh, hey, we'll put some money behind this.
Mm.
But it's a platformer. You are a robot named Bud.
Bud.
Bud is an acronym. It stands for something. I can't remember.
Like a flower bud?
Yeah, like B-U-D, or it's your buddy.
Okay.
And you go onto this space planet, and you learn of this flower. There's this flower on the planet, and you have to connect its vines to different power rocks in the atmosphere to make it grow. And the blossom only grows in space. So you have to grow it all the way out to space. And it's just that. It's a platformer. It's very simple. It's very chill. There is a climbing mechanic to it. So L2 and R2 grab your left and right hands respectively. And you can grab onto items. You can grab onto the side of stuff. So you're like hold L1, let go of R1, move the right stick up to move your hand, and then keep doing that and stuff. And there's a bunch of different secrets and stuff. It's just a game of exploration.
Right.
And once you get to the top, you do some stuff, you finish the story, and then you can go. They give you reasons to go back into the world. Right. To figure out all the secrets.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's very simple. Like, I felt very zen while playing the game.
Mm.
Like, I just kind of chilled. I was like...
How long did it take you?
I want to say... I explored a lot. So I want to say, like, 4 or 5 hours.
With exploring?
Yeah.
Okay.
This
is mostly a 2D platform?
It's 3D platformer.
Yeah. Like it's, Mario 64?
Yeah, it's like a fully realized 3D world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you can, like... There's different items, like there's a, you can get like a dandelion to kind of glide down and make safe landings. You can get a leaf so you can like glide like a plane in the upper atmosphere and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's no enemies in the game per se. There is a plant, like a Venus flytrap thing that can eat you. But other than that, there's no enemies. So it's just actually about climbing this tree, riding a vine into different rocks. And then the rocks send energy into the tree, grow it up.
All right.
And then you get to your spaceship.
All right. So, as someone who has grown to resent 3D platformers like Spyro,
okay,
Crash Bandicoot,
all right,
Jack and Daxter,
okay,
etc.
What? Jack and Daxter?
Why should I play this game?
For me, it's like a super chill game. Like, if you just want to, like, sit back and relax, like, you don't want anything super hardcore, like, you don't want to focus on a story, you don't want to like Rind and Destiny, like, it's a very relaxing experience. It's the same reason I like Flower.
Okay.
It's just kind of chill.
All right.
There's nothing like truly exceptional about it, but there's nothing terrible about it either.
So I should delete it off my hard drive.
I try it out. You never know.
I never finished Flower.
You never finished Flower? Okay. The later levels of Flower where there's actual like objectives and like quote unquote enemies, like that wasn't fun, but yeah, like it's just super chill. Like you could probably just get through it.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I was going to play Super Time Force, but instead I played Super Mario Maker.
Oh, yeah, you have that.
Yeah, so I bought Super Mario Maker like back on launch. Then just let it sit until I finished Metal Gear. And then I was like, oh, Destiny. And then I played Destiny for a bit. Now I finally play Mario Maker. I've only unlocked up to day 3 or 4 worth of stuff. So for people who don't know Super Mario Maker, it kind of gates your progression. Every time you boot up the game within a 24-hour period, it'll give you a new set of items to play with and to create a level. So at the very beginning, you only have like question blocks, regular blocks, Super Mario 1, and new Super Mario Brothers style, and like a mushroom and some pipes and stuff.
Yeah.
But the pipes don't do anything, and some basic enemies. And so it's like, oh, here, make like a Super Mario 1 level. You do that, and after you're playing around with it, it'll be like, oh, a new shipment is coming. So the next time you log in the next day, you'll get the next shipment and it goes on for 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think this is a very good way because this game offers you a lot of stuff to play around with. And I think this is a really great way for people to understand what each item actually does. Like everyone knows what a question block is and like, oh, I hit it and either a coin or something comes out of it. Right. But in this game, you can manipulate it. So like, I hit the question block. Oh, a Goomba with wings came out, right? So you can put anything into these blocks.
Okay.
And it really lets you kind of, it gives you the limited items. You play around and kind of stretch out like the max, like what you can do with those items, right? And then it gives you the new set and then you apply your previous knowledge to the new set items and then continue. I've made a couple items. The last set I unlocked was the underwater level. So you can make underwater levels if you want, but no one likes underwater levels. So I don't know why.
All right.
But it's really fun, and it's hard. It's really hard to find good levels in Super Mario.
I've heard.
So it's not that certain levels are bad. It's they're all gimmick levels. Like a lot of it is like, oh, just run, and it does the whole level for you, and watch all this cool stuff happen. Or it's automatic Mario, like just don't move. Or the other one is, the one I played, or the one I've been seeing is very popular. Is they stack a bunch of powered up enemies on top of each other, and you have to hit Koopa shells to knock down the stack before you can get to the flag.
Oh,
right,
because
you start out as small Mario, and so like they're very, like, nothing is truly a Mario level that I've played so far. For that, I think I have to go back into my Twitter and see people who've actually made quote-unquote real Mario levels.
Mm.
Where there's actual platforming and it's not just, like, mm-hmm. figure out this cool trick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I've been trying to do that. Like, I've been trying to make an actual Mario level to where, like, oh, if someone plays this level of mine first, like, they'll learn, like, I want you to do X and Y. But, like, yo, level design's hard, man.
Like, I could have told you that. You didn't have to buy a game. I could have told you that.
You could have told me that, but I wouldn't have believed you. Like, so I tried to get my dad to play a Super Mario level because he knows what Super Mario is. He's played it
before. Are you sure he knows?
No, yeah. He, like, when he got me my NES, like, he would play with me sometimes, like, as a kid, right? And then he's like, oh, you're good now. I'll leave you to your own devices. But so I got him to play a Super Mario level I made. But, like, you take a lot of your own knowledge for granted. Yeah. Right, it's just like, oh, I know that this wall, new Super Mario Brothers, I can wall jump.
Yeah,
I just know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there's nothing telling the new player who knows nothing about new Super Mario Brothers that you can slide down a wall and wall jump. Right, and there was a part in the level where he got stuck because you had to wall jump to another higher level. And it's like, oh man, how would I actually show you in gameplay only that you are able to wall jump,
mm-hmm.
right? And, like, it makes me appreciate older games like Mega Man X and stuff like that that are able to convey those things to you without actually, just like, here's a tutorial, here's a screen that tells you how to do it, right? And it's just, it's really smart and makes me appreciate those older games more.
Mega Man X. That taught you how to wall jump?
Yeah, there's, like, so in the, what happens is, there's actually a whole video on it called Sequelitis.
Okay.
And so what happens is you defeat the first boss in Mega Man X, which is the B tank with the walking enemies.
Yeah.
And so that goes, the whole level goes down,
right?
Oh,
right.
And when you're trying to go right, like the game's been telling you the whole time,
you're
underground and you can't get out. And then when you slide down a wall, right?
Yeah.
And then you use your combination of, oh, I can jump, and oh, I can slide down a wall to wall jump and stuff like that. And it's just, man, how can you do that just through gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't make things.
So you don't make things? I don't know. It's super interesting. Like, I actually really want to play more. I can't wait till I unlock more things to see if I can make actual.
Wait, levels. What's interesting? This, the concept you're talking about, or the game itself?
The game itself, okay. Right? It puts the creative tools, a simplified version of the creative tools, in the player's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, on one hand, players are making cool things like the automatic Mario levels, right? But those, you quickly start to realize that those are the, even though they look the craziest, those are the absolute easiest thing to make.
Yep.
Right.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, you just don't, you see where the character died, and then you go into edit, and you're like, okay, then this goes here instead of here. And,
yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh man, like, seeing even the tutorial levels, how Mario Maker sets up Mario Maker for you, is like, you run through a simplified version of 1-1,
yep.
And then you come to the end of a level. And it's like, oh, someone forgot to create the level. Now you can click edit. Now you can do this.
Mm.
Okay? And so it gives you it reminds you of some of the old Super Mario mechanics while you're playing that. And then puts you into the editing tools.
Cool.
And then lets you do stuff.
Mm.
I really enjoy it.
Okay, I have to ask one question. As someone who has no interest in creating anything.
Okay.
What does this game have for me?
Don't get it now.
Don't get it ever is what you just said. Okay.
No, like, so now is gimmicks. Now is...
So, like, there really
this
isn't...
What do you mean?
Like, this really doesn't have any sort of single-player component?
It does. So there is there's something called the 10 Mario Challenge, where you have 10 lives to get through 8 levels.
Okay.
Right? And they randomly pick levels from...
Oh, from outside?
From outside. And they bring it in, and then you play that. But there's not, like, there's not a story. Right? It's strictly user-created stuff.
Wow. Okay, so this doesn't sound like a game for me.
Yeah, probably. If you don't like, did you like playing through user-created stuff in Little Big Planet and stuff? Then, yeah, this is totally not for you.
Yeah.
Like, I can see if you're interested maybe a year from now or 6 months from now.
This would be.
It's like, here, Vince, I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can check it out.
Yeah. Like, I totally appreciate everybody who likes to do that kind of stuff, but sorry, 90% of the world are not. The population don't make video games.
Yeah, like, not everyone is Miyamoto, right?
Yeah, like, you just told me yourself, I can't... Level design is hard. I'm like,
It's hard, but it's something, like, that I want to keep playing that game specifically because it is Mario, because it is nostalgia hit for me.
Yeah.
That I want to keep playing. I want to try and get better at it.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're just like, I don't want to make things and I just want to see what other people make, like right now, this is, don't get Super Mario Maker yet.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Never buy it. Okay. That's what Anthony just said. Don't buy
Super Mario Maker. No, I said Vince, don't buy Super Mario Maker. If you, the listener, want to check out stuff, just wait till like after Christmas. Wait, like January, New Year.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's all hot stuff. Okay, next summer, when there's a lull in video games, then pick up Super Mario Maker, and there's probably some cool shit.
Sure.
Yeah, other than that, more Metal Gear. I've been playing bad PS2 games with friends, like on purpose.
That's kind of like your routine, yeah?
Yeah, man.
That's your MO.
What did I get? About Jet Li's...
Rise
to Honor.
Analog controls only.
Yeah, analog fighting controls and grabbing people, throwing them into fish tanks.
Yeah.
The game's hilarious. I did not... I totally forgot that that whole game is in Mandarin.
Yeah.
And then they have the English subtitles at the bottom. Yeah. I was like, whoa, did you just speak in Mandarin? What else did I get? I got this game called Disaster Report.
Yep.
And it is... It's terrible. Like, I don't even know how to describe it because we got to a point where... We explored this world for at least like 15 minutes, right? Trying to get to the next area. And we were walking down a pathway on top of like a collapsed bridge.
Sure.
And a car just fell on us without warning. And then we just died. It was game over. And it was back to the beginning of the game. And we're like, nope, not going to do this anymore. Put it back in.
Hot stuff.
But that game is known for being like one of the worst voice acted games.
Well.
Yeah, so that's why I bought it.
Oh.
There's a video online, if you guys want. It's called Top 50 Worst Video Game Voice Acting Moments. And, like, they have, like, the classics, like, Jill Sandwich, and you need a lockpick because you're the master of unlocking and stuff like that.
Yes.
But, man, there's some gems in there. You should watch it. It's, like, my favorite video.
It's for the listeners, this video is so loved by Anthony that, like, once a month, he gets us all to sit down, or when we're all sitting down in the same room, he will put it on.
I'll just put it on
the TV, and we'll be like, "Again? Why? Why? We've seen this a million times."
I just recently put it on my SD card on my phone,
so you can show it to
everybody. I can have it on the go.
Oh man, that's not a good thing, man.
It's a great video.
No,
it's so good.
And it's like, how long is it? It's like 15 minutes.
I wouldn't say 15. Say like 12.
Wow. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, 15.
It's a good chunk of your time that you waste. But okay.
No, you don't waste it. You learn.
Listen, we've seen it once.
You learn the TurboGrafx.
I'm going to speak on behalf of myself, Blaven, and TJ, and whoever else we hang out with. We don't need to see that again.
We'll see next month. You don't know. You might want to see it again. You'll never know.
Oh, okay. All right.
It did just turn October. I could get it out of the way now. Jeez. And then you don't have to watch it again after.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, that's been my week.
That's everything.
Oh, no. I took Japanese classes.
Oh, did you?
I started taking Japanese classes.
Where?
There is a Hamilton, like, Japanese Culture Conservatory. And they do, like, beginner and intermediate Japanese lessons there.
Are they free or are they...
No, you pay for
it. Okay.
But man.
Tough?
Yeah.
I could have told you that, too.
I did not know there are... I want to say this is a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say different starting words based on the distance between you and the object.
Yeah.
So like if it's in my hand, you're like kore wa, but if it's like super far away and you're like pointing down the hallway, you're like are wa, that thing over there. And I didn't know that. And I was like, what? All these rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it makes the language easier to understand.
It does. There's a lot of like things in that language I really like.
Yeah.
Like when you get in numbers, it's like ichi ni san, just all through the list. But when you get to 10, and up, it's like, so 10 is ju, like J-U-U, but it's like ju-ichi, ju-ni, ju-san.
Yeah, that's so, it's like in, isn't French like that?
Is it?
Oh, well, not the teens, but like when you get to,
oh,
like,
yo, F the teens in French.
Yeah, but then when you get to like 21, it's like, so you're back to it. But yeah, no, there's a lot way more just logical speech patterns in Japanese versus English. Yeah. Because I think English relies a lot more on contextual relevance.
Yeah.
And it's just like... If you don't get, if you're coming from another language, that's so hard to wrap your head around. Yeah, because like you said, like, oh, this microphone or that microphone. Yeah, it's like, well, what would, that could either mean the same thing or
could mean something different. Yeah. But yeah, so far it's just been speech stuff. I haven't gotten into any writing or anything.
I think that's where they start, yo. Because generally, you know how there's a lot of people who know how to talk but can't write?
Yeah.
That's why.
Or like the weird thing for me as someone who doesn't speak another language, like I'm super ignorant to it, but I've never understood the people who they understand the language, but they can't verbally say the language. Like they can't say the language.
Like
can you understand Tagalog but you can't say it?
Yeah, like if Blavin wanted to talk to me full in Tagalog, I could understand everything he's saying, but I could not talk to him back in it.
See, like in my head I'm like, isn't that like one and the same? But I guess it isn't.
No, because you know what, it's it's more of a subconscious thing.
Okay,
like my foundations aren't rooted deep enough
that I can
say it back. But when he says certain words, they will activate in my mind. Like
They're just like, boom.
They're like, boom, you know this. But it's just that you don't use it enough that I won't keep this light lit on all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. All right. But yeah, yo.
Cool.
Learning a new language is very interesting.
It is. Next time you should, when you're done this, do Mandarin.
I heard that's the hardest.
That's so... Because, you know, it's all inflections and you're like,
fuck. I heard it's the hardest and also it's not useful to learn it. Because even though it is the language spoken by the most people, it is spoken by the most people in that one country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a worldwide appeal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to learn Esperanto.
That doesn't have a worldwide appeal.
What are you talking about? It's a worldwide language.
I'll tell you right now, English is the language to know.
I just learned recently in a comic series I read, Saga, there's an alien language and it's always written in blue and they call it blue language. It's Esperanto.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I can just go into... I want to go back into the old books that I was reading and just, like, kind of find an internet translator.
That's cool.
And translate into Esperanto.
Yeah. You know, speaking of language, I, at my work, this one lady, she comes from India.
Okay.
And she was telling me, she's like, yeah, you know, like, the British-Indian connection, right? And she's like, yeah, to me, that's English. But when I came to Canada, your English, I had no fucking clue. She's like... But she's like, that was 17 years ago, but no clue. Because you guys sound all weird. And I have no idea what you were saying.
So, like, yeah. Oh, so, yeah, there's a big... Even in English, there's that big difference, right? Between, like, British English and American English.
Man.
You know what else is all about language?
Language power?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, wow.
Get on it.
Wow. I told you, Boxing Day.
I could just let you borrow it now.
Yeah, but don't you want that platinum?
I can wait.
You really want me to play this game,
huh? I want you to play it in time for end-of-the-year debates.
Are you sure you want to lend it to me? Because the online servers go up in 2 days.
Oh, man. Can you beat it in 2 days?
I mean, I could if I really wanted to.
All right. No, that's your task. I'll go home, come back.
No. Give it to me when you've had your fill of online.
Oh, online? Okay.
Yeah. But you better be quick, because once Tomb Raider and Star Wars hits, I'm out.
Fine. You should play that game. Oh,
I will play it eventually. Like, it's okay. Don't worry. I'll get around to it. All right?
Fine.
All right? Stop being a baby about it.
Just play it.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the viewers and listeners where they can find us?
Yo, you can find us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Where you're watching us right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Twitter at TNIAB. I'm also at Kilroy Can't Kill. Vince is at Vincent Sanchez.
Vince. I dropped the NT.
Ooh. Vince Sanchez.
Because people only call me that in the professional world.
Oh, okay. All right. If you want to call him Vincent, you can do it. Just make sure.
You come with a business proposal. Yeah,
make sure you know that, like, you're getting into a business a verbal contract with him. You can also find us on Facebook. 3 Nerds in a Basement on Facebook. I just posted my review for Metal Gear Solid 5.
That you did?
Yeah. To the Podbean website, which you don't have to go there. That's fine. But the link to the Podbean website is on Facebook.
Why don't you spoil for them? Tell them what score you gave it.
I didn't give it a score.
Oh!
Scoreless review. I'm trying something new.
Ooh, so people have to read it.
They have to read it.
Ooh.
Or they can just listen to previous podcasts and gather what I think about it. Because it's not really a surprise.
Yeah, it's not a surprise at all. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. 10. Whoa, 10 points scale. What am I, Metacritic? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I converted it for them.
So yeah, I went through Twitter, Facebook. Oh, email. If you want to send us a question, you can either leave it in the comments or you can email us TNIAB.letters with an S at gmail.com.
Cool.
And send us your questions, man. Your burning desires.
Definitely. And before we go, I'm going to give a shout out to New Generation Duelist for watching this video as we stream. You are the very first to get the call on the TNIB live stream. So thanks for sticking around. Also, Anthony, he does confirm that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1 and 2 is on Netflix.
All right. Now I got something to watch while playing Diablo.
I hope that it gets you to pause Diablo and look up and be like,
I don't know, man.
I gotta watch this.
I just started a support monk in Diablo. Uh-huh. Like, I do, they're called ZDPS classes.
Yes.
So they do 0 damage per second,
mm-hmm.
but they make everybody else's attacks go batshit crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. So I started doing that, like, just support role. Pretty good stuff.
I play Destiny.
That's whatever.
It's a good game.
It's the best game. It's okay. Look, they made it good. They made it not garbage.
Wow.
Good for you.
Last week it was okay. Now it's good. I hope next week I can get you to be like, it's amazing.
The raid is amazing.
Okay.
The raid. Just anything outside of that raid
okay. Is
like not so bueno.
Okay. All right. Well, if you guys like the live stream format, let us know. And maybe we'll do it more often.
Yeah. Maybe we'll actually set up a setup. Instead of
no, this is good.
This is good. You just on top of a shelf, on top of some like Tupperware containers.
Yeah,
pretty
this
much.
Is good. And a T-Mobile Sidekick.
Oh man, I forgot. Yeah, T-Mobile Sidekick box.
Yeah,
keeping this show afloat.
Yeah, I think we do need something in the background. Maybe I'll put up a poster or two.
What if we put up a green screen?
How about put up some Dragon Ball Z posters?
But we don't. Me and you don't like Dragon Ball Z.
But I have tons of Dragon. You know, like those old on cotton.
I want to get rid of my Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
Oh, we should put them
scroll.
Here.
Or no, Crisis Core. Yeah, I'll put my Crisis Core wall scroll like right there.
Yeah.
All right.
We good.
We good. Peace.
See you next week. Bye-bye.